The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780, ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont on Calder. Come on out if you're just getting off work. This is your place to be. It's been a fairly wild afternoon, and I think we probably have to cut some people off now.
Something amazing just happened. What was it? What was that woman's name? Where'd she go?
That's Cheryl from Beaumont.
Cheryl.
O-U Cheryl.
Cheryl from Beaumont came up to you during the break, and she said maybe the craziest thing I've ever heard anyone say. And I've heard a lot of crazy stuff from listeners. A lot of crazy stuff. She said, you know who you look like? This is to Fred. She said, you look just like Bradley Cooper. And I almost spit out the water that was in my mouth.
I did spit out the water that was in my mouth.
And then she was like, your eyes, your smile. Which, by the way, this is the most absurd comparison. If you've ever seen Fred...
No.
Fred looks like Bradley Cooper if he were dead and in a dumpster for 3 days. Like that,
and bloated. And bloated. Yeah. Yeah, let's not forget the
like,
bloated part.
Like if he died in a swimming pool accident and soaked up all the water and been left in a trash dumpster for 3 days dead in the heat, Fred would look just like that Bradley Cooper. But regular living, breathing Bradley Cooper would probably hang himself if he heard this. Thank God. I don't think Bradley Cooper listens to our show, and thank God, because I don't want to lose that poor man. He's done nothing wrong except go around life. That dude's lived his whole life being told how handsome he is, and then he's going to get a tweet today saying, hey, somebody in Beaumont said that you look like Fred Fowler, and it's going to be all over TMZ tomorrow. Breaking news. Bradley Cooper has committed suicide in his Hollywood apartment. It's like, man, it's just a horrible thing to say.
Well, 713 brings up a good point. Perhaps she was talking about the raccoon Bradley Cooper played.
I mean, no offense, but that thing was so much cuter than you.
Uh,
Well,
can I go home now? yeah, see. Yeah, Dustin did his wall of faces at me. Says Bradley Cooper don't fit on here.
Bradley Cooper's not on the wall.
No. The creepy dude from Ferris Bueller's on there.
Man.
Doug Marrone is on there.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's ever told Doug Marrone that he looks like Bradley Cooper.
I sure hope not.
Oh.
Jeffrey Jones.
Oof.
Yeah. Sorry,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, I it's a compliment to me. Yeah, Steven says, you think anyone ever tells Bradley Cooper that he looks like Fred Fowler?
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, 832 says, Jong looks like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they're both bald, so I guess there's that. But I think that's where it is.
Oh, Bradley Cooper's father. Okay, that's still – it's not as bad, no. That's still not totally insulting.
I'm just trying to think of what Bradley Cooper's dad must look like. He's got to be a good-looking dude.
Well,
and then,
you know, it could come from the mom. It's just like horse racing. All the good qualities come from the mare. So, what, did I just offend somebody?
Not me.
That? Yeah, he's got hair, too. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I'm going to post this on Twitter.
Well, don't post that photo. That's like 30 pounds ago.
Well, listen, that's what makes it great.
Great. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
That's a good thing.
I appreciate that.
It's a great thing.
Find the most unflattering photo of me that you can. I appreciate that.
I just Google imaged you, Fred. This is what the world thinks of you.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. So my wife likes Bradley Cooper but doesn't like me. Okay. Yeah, that's – dad might be more –
He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. You look like Bradley Cooper's dead father.
When he was alive.
No, like yesterday is what.
Oh, God. It's a good thing that I have absolutely no ego because it would have been destroyed on this show so long ago.
I mean, just imagine. We've heard some, we've had callers call in with crazy things before. Like, we've heard some stuff in our day. But a woman just came up to us and said that you look like Bradley Cooper. There has never been crazier bleep said to us in the 10 years we've been doing this show. That's insanity. Even your wife has got to be like, oh, that chick's out of her mind, eh?
Oh, no. Trust me, the wife would definitely not agree with that.
No.
Yeah, she'd be like,
No, she would have sex with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, true. I can't dispute that. Either into that, as a matter of the NFL lines.
Yeah, I
now.
Guess so.
I mean, unless you got any more. I mean, go ahead and finish it off. If you know, kill shot here.
No.
Finish him.
No.
All right. Sweep the leg, Hoffman. Come on. All right. So usually this is where we go through the NFL lines, but AJ was too entertained by that to ignore it. So now we'll go through the NFL lines. We probably won't get them all done this segment, but that's all right. Bills, Jets, we talked about a little bit yesterday. Jets minus 7. Jets minus 7 is even money right now.
Yeah.
I'd like it at 6.5. I think I'd take the Jets.
I'm still waiting to see who the quarterback is for Buffalo. If it's Derek Anderson, I'd take the Jets. If it's Josh Allen, I'd take the Bills.
But it's going to be a broken Josh Allen, though.
Yeah.
So Falcons minus 6 now at the Browns. I think anything inside of 7, I am all over Falcon here.
Yeah, I wanted to play this game. I'm just scared because of the weather. I'm scared of – I don't want to bet the Falcons in the cold, on the road, on grass. There's just a lot that says no.
It's going to slow them down, but you've also got some key injuries on the Browns defense.
The Browns are beat up. Yeah,
which they really can't afford to have against the Falcons.
That's true.
And and by the way, on Sports Map, Steven, the weather guy, did a preview of how the weather's going to impact NFL and college games this weekend.
Yeah.
So before you make your bets, really worth going and checking that out. But yeah, that's the only thing. But if this game's at Atlanta, they're probably 10-point favorites.
Yeah,
maybe more. Your Saints now minus 5.5 against the Bengals. This is another one. I'm going to stay away from this one because as much as I think the the Saints are the better team. I don't really want to give 5.5 outdoors on the road.
Yeah, same reason I'm against the Falcons.
Yeah, I think the difference is I think more of the Bengals than I do the Browns.
That's fair. I think more of the Saints than I do the Falcons also.
True.
But I'd like to take the Bengals here, but I can't take the Bengals without A.J. Green. I just can't. So it's a stay away for me. I'm passing a lot on the NFL this week. I know I'm lame.
Yeah, well, so far the only one that I'm playing for sure is Falcons. And I hit that earlier in the week at like 4.5. So Buccaneers -3 against Redskins.
I like the Bucs. Redskins, too many injuries. Bucs offense too good. Redskins won't be able to keep up.
I think I like the over 51 in that one. Patriots -6.5 at Titan.
I like the Patriots. That's probably one of my favorite plays this week. I don't understand the number. Maybe it's a sucker. It feels like the square side, you know, being under 7, but I don't care. I'm not betting against the Patriots right now.
Yeah, and when we have RJ on, I think he's got some different opinions on that game, which will be good.
And the last couple weeks, it's looked like teams were going to cover against the Patriots. Buffalo looked like they were going to cover. The Packers were tied at half. I mean, there was a game, and then by the end of it, Patriots cover,
yeah.
And you lose again. If you're in the business of betting against the Patriots with any regularity, you're not going to make money as an NFL bettor. You're just not.
Dolphins +10 at Packer.
Gun to head, I'd play Green Bay. The Dolphins can't get a pass rush. They don't have a quarterback. I don't want to give 10 points with the Packers, who, by the way, I don't think are very good. But the Dolphins, that's maybe the most overinflated 5-4 team.
That may be your Texans' best win.
It could be.
Yeah. So I'm staying away from this one. I think I'd be on the other side if you're picking for a pool or something. I think I'd take the Dolphins +10 just because I think it's kind of a tough spot for the Packers coming off that game Sunday night. And I think they win, but covering 10 might not be easy. Colts -3. V Jaguar.
I like the Colts here. Again, feels like maybe the square side, but I like that team quite a bit. I like their quarterback. I think they're trending up. Both teams coming off a bye. T.Y. Hilton healthy. Marlon Mack supposedly healthy. I think it'll take a while for Leonard Fournette to be back to full speed. Missed a lot of time. Colts -3 for me.
I don't have a strong opinion, but I'd probably follow you on that one. Bears -7 against Lions. I liked Bears when it was under 7. When it was 6.5, I would have taken Bear. Now that it's 7, probably lean Lion.
I love the Lions here.
Okay. Chiefs -16.5 against the Cardinals. I can't give up.
You can't give 16.5. You're either taking points or you're not playing it. If it, for whatever stupid reason, there's enough people who bet it at 16.5 that it goes to 17, I'll play Cardinals +17. I'll hate myself and I'll probably lose.
It's one of those hold your nose bets.
Yeah,
but those tend to work out. So, Chargers -10 at Raiders. I know it's a double digit division dog road favorite.
Yeah,
I can't bet the Raiders with a good conscience.
I can't bet the Raiders either. I don't know that I'm giving 10 points on the road in division. But, yeah.
If I'm in a pool and I have to click, I'll take.
Chargers or pass.
Rams -9.5 now against Seahawks.
I'm locked in. That's the one game I locked in early this week. Patriots will probably be the second. At 9.5, I still like Seattle.
That number's been moving. I'm going to keep an eye on it. If it gets to 10, I'll jump on with you.
Okay.
That half point's kind of important to me.
I understand. Yeah, I got it at 10.
Because 9.5 scares me, but again, that's where when you talk about key numbers, 3, 7, 10, 14, getting on that key number is a big deal. So I'll hold off until I see what happens. Eagles now -7.5 against your Cowboys.
That's getting out of the range where I wanted to play them. 7 or less, I really like the Eagles. Now it turns into a pass.
And finally, Monday night, 49ers minus.
Actually playing. Giants 3.5 now?
Yeah.
I love the Giants.
Interesting.
Not like compared to other football teams, but in that particular matchup, I love the Giants getting 3.5 points. The Giants are still a horrible football team. But Can we agree the Giants, like, we think the Giants are probably better than their record says they are? Like, do you think of the Giants on the same, at the same level as you think of the Cardinals or the Bills? I sure don't. I think the Giants are better than those teams. Maybe not worlds better, but they're better.
Yeah, although they every week they just keep proving they're not.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm as guilty of this as anybody. I always have the Giants ranked higher than what they are. And it's so hard for me because, I mean, I fall into this trap every time where I look at a game like this. I say, there's no way the Giants aren't going to go in there and beat these clowns. And then they lose by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, I'm hooked here. I'm doing it again. I'm all over the Giants, so we shall see. All right, I have to tell you about Pick Me Events. And if you're having any kind of cool event, maybe you got a wedding, you got a bar mitzvah, you got a quinceañera, you got a big party that you're going to throw during the holidays, well, Pick Me Events has you covered. Michael, who has this great photo booth, you can take all kinds of cool photos. You can tweet them out instantly. He can customize everything for your event, for your individual photos. And he could take your party to the next level. Even if you're having some kind of corporate outing, it's a great thing to do. You can print photos, email photos, post them on social media, customize the photo animations, layouts, add specific details to your event. They also offer party decor, DJ services, transportation options. Whenever we do something like when we did Sports on the Rocks, that's who we used. Fireworks. If you like fireworks, they got that and much, much more. And I'm telling you, Michael is going to help you take your party to the next level. Start your party planning today at pickmeevents.com. That's PICMEevents.com. Your unforgettable experience awaits. Pickmeevents.com.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Actually, it's the Blitz with Bradley Cooper and the other guy. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Yeah, I get bald Seth Rogen. You get Bradley Cooper. Man, I'm getting ripped off here. Thank you.
Mike from Tomball asks, and we get this question a lot, because I admit sometimes, we have a lot of new listeners, and we're not always, we kind of expect people to know a little more than they should sometimes. But he asks, I literally know nothing about betting, so if you like a team at 6.5 and the line moves to 7, you don't like it. Why don't you pick the other team? Sometimes you do. Sometimes you're just playing the number. And in a game that I think is – and there's key numbers in football, basically 3, 7, 10, 14, 21, and numbers that are likely – teams are likely to land on, for instance. So if the Dolphins-Packers, for instance, is minus 10, well, I could see the Packers winning that game 30-20 real easily. So that nine, that half on the 9.5 means a lot because, it's off that key number. If it gets to 10.5 on the other end of it, and half points can mean so much in terms of who you're going to bet on. And RJ will tell you this, pros bet numbers, Joes bet teams. And while it's oversimplifying, what the number is, it's really critical to pay attention because there are games, especially in the NFL, where the games are so close that where a spread is, and it's nothing he talks a lot about, is it has to be wrong. The line has to be wrong for you to want to bet. And in this case, in the case of most games, they're not going to be wrong. Vegas is too good at this. So it comes down to, do I feel comfortable with this number as opposed to this team?
Right.
So I hope that explained it.
typically I've got a I'll be like, okay, this is the team I like in this game. This is the number I want, and this is the number where it becomes a non-play for me. Typically, I don't go. Rarely am I, if I'm on a team like, let's say, the Lions, and I like Lions plus 7, and then it drops to 6.5. It's either going to be a no play for me, or I'm still going to be on the Lions. I'm probably, I mean, it depends on how much I like them. I'm not going to switch to the other team at 6.5. I usually have a little bit more of a gap between my play numbers on those teams.
What I try to do is I'll have a game I like, and if I feel good about the number, that, like, for instance, the Falcons game, I like the Falcons anywhere 4.5 to 6.5. As long as it's less than a touchdown, I love the Falcons. If that line were to somehow get outside of 7, I just might not make the bet.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, well, really most of the time, that's the most important thing is where, you know, how much you like a team in relation to where the spread winds up being. And that half point can make a difference when you're dealing with key numbers.
Yep.
So hopefully that explained it a little bit. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Hey, did you ever get a chance to go to that Bud's Pitmaster Barbecue that was down in by George R. Brown?
No.
Well, then you don't get to go now.
Yeah.
They've already shut it down, which is really weird. That seems to be a good location to be at the George R. Brown. Because there's right now you've got that quilt thing going on again. Well, that brought back...
That thing is crazy, isn't it?
That brought back some bad memories from when the wife's friend came and stayed with us for that. Yeah. And let me just say, if you're in town for the Quilt Festival, stop walking in front of moving cars when
or
in the middle of an intersection.
Or walk directly in front of them.
No, I do not want to do damage to my car by hitting a quilter.
All right.
All right? Can we just... but yeah, it's that thing's huge.
Huge.
But there's restaurants all down there now, and I'm just surprised that you could be in that location and not succeed.
Yeah.
So, all right. Are you ever?
You might have crappy food.
Well, I don't know what the food was like because I never went.
Right.
Which that also says a lot. That,
but it's
walking distance, and I never went.
It's so hard to keep a restaurant open. I mean, there's restaurants that have really great food that. It's just hard to manage a restaurant. It's hard to keep a restaurant open. So it's, you know.
Yeah, there's so many things to it. There's location. There's, you know, you got to find kind of a niche in the city, I think.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot of them that are successful, and there's a lot of good ones that don't make it.
Yep.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. So is that the friend you almost hooked up with? No, I'm never almost hooked up with that. Stop.
Come on. Not even once?
No. Are you a gin and tonic guy at all?
Not really. I mean, I'll drink gin every once in a while, but it's not nearly a go-to for me. You?
I'll have gin every now and then. I like that sassafras gin that the Whitmires make.
Yeah.
So I'll grab a bottle of that every now and then. But for the most part, it's not something I'm going to go out and order.
Okay.
But... how about this record-setting gin and tonic? 250. I don't know that there's...
Nobody drank it, right?
Well, basically, they were trying to have the world's largest. So they do this in Las Vegas. A 300-gallon glass required more than 400 bottles of gin, 165 gallons of tonic water, and approximately 5.5 gallons of lime juice.
Jeez.
And so basically what they did... brought together a bunch of Vegas's best bartenders to make this so they could all be a part of it. And they used Empress 1908 gin, which is known because it's blue. So the whole thing was blue. They raised more than $10,000 for a nonprofit group. And guests who donated $50 were allowed to become part of the world record by pouring a bottle of gin into the drink.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. And then it was served to the guests. So...
presumably for the next month.
Well, I mean, it depends on how many people are there. Because, let me tell you, that you can go through an awful lot of alcohol if you've got a huge crowd.
That's true.
But I thought that was kind of cool. I would have liked to have seen...
That's an odd drink to choose.
Well, it's probably because they could set a record with that one.
Oh, okay.
Because there's other I mean, there's other Guinness World Record drinks. And maybe that was...
Because I saw you drink the world's largest Jack and Coke one time.
But that was a single serving. That
right.
Was, it was,
but it was a five-gallon bucket.
It was a 10-gallon bucket.
Oh,
don't
sorry.
Sell me short.
I thought it was a 5-gallon bucket and you were wearing a 10-gallon hat.
No.
Okay, other way around.
No. I was probably wearing a baseball cap like I always do.
You know who broke your record for that?
Bradley Cooper.
No, the woman who thought you looked like Bradley Cooper.
I'm not going to live this down, am I?
Never.
You sure we can't just end the show early today and
go home
and drink myself into oblivion?
No, I want to remember this day forever.
Oh, God. Well, I'm sure there's a transition to this, but I'm just going to tell you, hey, you want to get in on the action this weekend? And there's going to be a lot of it. NFL, college football, NBA. You just heard us going over the lines. MyBookie is your place to go. I use it for horses. I use it for everything. And they've got player props in there. And if you read my man Jerry Bowe's stuff, he has a lot of those on his sports map articles. You can go in and play those. You can play in-game. I really like, especially if a team gets off to a bad start, I like to go in and bet in-game on a better number for them. And they give you that option as well. The best thing about them is when you win, you actually get paid. There's so many websites out there, that's not the case. So the other cool thing about them is how convenient it is. They have maybe the best mobile setup that I've ever seen. All you have to do is get on your computer or mobile phone and Google MyBookie or go to mybookie.ag to get your account started. They will give you 50% of your initial deposit. So if you put in $200, you'll get $100 to bet with for MyBookie for free. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie. Why'd I kill my dog? Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And he should be gone in front of his home. When they did, the group was wrong. Who's the rule? Gotta hold on.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I.
Guess who's back?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's Ice House. People's Champ tweeted out, come out to Luke's Ice House. A.J. and Fred are here.
That's right.
And Drunk Bebo says when he was 16, he took 21 shots of gin and tonic in 7 minutes. I didn't know liquor poisoning was a thing. I don't know how I survived. Well, that's why you're Drunk Bebo.
Yeah. You know, but you survived, and that's the important
thing. Yeah, you survived and are alive to tweet today.
That's right.
So, I had this other thing I wanted to get to, but maybe we need to get back to being sportsy here. What do you think?
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been taken off.
Wait, don't we have RJ?
Not until 6.
Oh, 6. Wait, we changed it up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, RJ's at 6:05 today.
Okay.
Because remember, he's very famous. He's got his own national show.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you who have been awaiting it all week long, as AJ has touted it, his college basketball preview is up on SportsMap.
Oh, yes. If SportsMap tweets it, I'll retweet it as well.
Yeah, it tweets it out automatically eventually. And you should be following SportsMap at SportsMapHOU. Because everything that we put on there goes up. And then you can pick the ones you like. Like Patrick Creighton has a column up on 5 moves to get the Astros back to the World Series. Curious what you think of his moves.
Okay.
Number 1 on his list is trade for Corey Kluber. Says the Indians. I know. But listen.
Agreed.
Yeah, I would do that. I just don't know. He says the Indians are looking to unload salary, and reportedly everyone not named Lindor or Ramirez
right.
is available.
But that's going to cost you the guys that Patrick Creighton probably has in their plans to win next year.
I'll give them Forrest Whitley and anything else they want.
Yeah.
But see, here's the reason why I don't think if I'm the Indians, I'd do that. He only makes $13 million next year, and then has team options for 20 and 21 at 13.5 and 14. If you're the Indians, that's a bargain.
Yeah, why are you getting rid of that guy?
So yeah, I'm sure that when he does late hits tonight, he can explain why they would. Number two trade for JT Realmuto.
So you're going to trade more players and more players. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sign Nelson Cruz.
But okay. Don't give up any top prospects in the process.
Well, he didn't say that.
Okay.
At no point does he say that. Sign Nelson Cruz, which we've talked about. Sign Daniel Murphy.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of interesting.
He's trying to make them the Red Sox. He's trying to bolster this payroll.
He breaks it all down, and then he says sign Craig Kimbrell.
Ugh.
So here's your estimated cost. Kluber would be 15. $6 million for a new catcher. Cruz would be 14. Murphy 15. Kimbrell 17. That adds 67. That would get them with approximately $50 million in arbitration costs to 196, which is still below the luxury tax threshold.
Okay. Well, I don't see that happening.
I don't see any of them happening except maybe signing Nelson Cruz.
Yeah.
But that's his article. It's up. Go check it out. So when I was 18, we went to Australia for a football exhibition. Legal drinking age is 18. Did 20 screwdrivers in a row. It was dollar screwdriver night. Almost died. I'm pretty sure I've had a couple of almost dead moments.
Oh, yeah.
So he says, well, just sign Paul Goldschmidt. Well, Goldschmidt's under contract.
They'd have to trade for him.
Now, what I understand is that
trade for everyone. It's like he's playing the show.
Yeah. From what I understand, Arizona is interested in moving him because he's in the last year of his deal. But I think they're going to want way, way too much because the Yankees, I think, have already pulled out of that.
Yeah.
So it may be one of those things like, yeah, we'll trade him, but they don't really want to trade him. To me, that would be a huge get. I love that guy. I think he's one of my favorite players in MLB. And if you were to make a deal for him, you put him at first. You let Yuli be your new Marwin. And I think you made your offense significantly better.
I agree.
Because that guy to protect Bregman and everybody else. And suddenly, I think here's your cleanup hitter, and Correa bats fifth. So if you get a comeback Correa batting fifth,
right,
that's pretty salty. And they're obviously going to have to do something with the pitching staff. But I trust Jeff Luhnow to figure it out. He did last year when he went out and got Gerrit Cole.
Yep.
So I would not be shocked if he were to go and get another pitcher, and maybe somebody we're not talking about it. Adrian says, you don't want to get plastered in Australia. You wander out drunk and get killed by one of the million deadly creatures they have. That's true. I could see myself staggering out of a bar in Australia and then being eaten by a giant spider.
Yeah, everything will eat you in Australia.
That would suck. That would not be a good way to die. Or a snake. Like one of those giant snakes that eats entire human beings. The snake's not going to care if I look like Bradley Cooper. He's just going to say, you look like lunch. So... Australians are good drinkers, though.
I'm curious, your thoughts. This is a totally non-sports related topic, but as I was scrolling through my stories today, I went across the White House sharing the doctored video of that.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? You being a media man.
I have a lot of problems with, and I saw that the president came out today and said he may revoke more credentials. I think that is one of the more offensive things that you can do. And the reasons for that are, as a former journalist, listen, journalists don't get everything right. But journalists are supposed to represent the people and ask the hard questions. And we've blurred this line so much between making stuff up and asking hard questions. And I think if you're a person in charge, you want the hard questions asked, and you want to answer them. You don't want to hide from them, because what that becomes is a dictatorship. When you manage the media, the Soviet Union, we used to make fun of them because their national newspaper was Pravda, which Russian for truth, and it all came from the government.
Yep.
And
like North Korea.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think people are as up in arms about this enough, because somehow the media has become, for one thing, there's to call something the media is such a huge mistake, because there's a thousand different forms of media that we should be talking about. But when you start kicking reporters out and dictating what the news is and turning the media as a conglomerate into your enemy, then it's real easy for people to sit there and go, yeah, that's a good move. Get rid of them. And I'm telling you, that's a step towards dictatorship. And that concerns the hell out of me, and it should concern the hell out of the people. But you know what? That's the thing. All you have to do is have one person make a mistake in a story and say, oh, see, well, they made a mistake. They shouldn't be there. Everybody makes mistakes. You try not to. But I also think part of it is traditional media has also sort of started bringing this on itself by taking a much more political slant to things, or much more biased slant.
Yep.
And that, to me, is part of the problem as well. And even some news organizations that I respected, like USA Today, I can't even read anymore because everything is an outrage. And when it comes to politics, when it comes to issues, when it comes even to sports. And it's almost like they've gone out of their way. The one that finally did it for me the other day is after Duke beat Kentucky. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Why Duke will run the table the rest of the season. After one game of college basketball. But that's what they do now. And they don't just do it in sports. They do it in things that are important. And why the president is wrong about this. And it's like, well, it's an opinion piece that you're presenting as news.
Right.
That's a real problem. And so the so-called media, not blameless in this, but I think now we're getting to a point where, all right, the government's going to start controlling the news and controlling the message. And when that happens, then we're never going to be informed.
Yeah.
Because we're only going to get what they want. And that's a problem. So that's my opinion.
Fair enough. I was curious your thoughts on it. Chris Thompson says, what about Chris Bryant? Stick him in left field. Again, that's going to cost you so much in terms of prospects.
And again, why would they make that move?
Well, the Cubs have said they're willing to shop him.
Oh, really? I would.
But they also prefaced it by saying, we don't believe any player should be considered untouchable. So we're willing to listen to offers for any player, including Forrest Whitley.
Yeah.
Because, again.
Would I be in on that guy? Absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't even imagine what it would take to get a guy like that.
Yeah, I think that's probably the Cubs floating something, and somebody blows them away with some kind of offer that they weren't expecting.
Maybe.
But, yeah. Then 713 says, that's why I tend to get most of my news from Reuters and NPR, because they at least try not to have a political slant. I agree. And, you know, I think AP with their news stories does a pretty good job most of the time, but they've also gotten into where they're doing more commentary, and that's not, to me, that's not what they should be. And I think it's a reaction to the fact, and this is too much inside stuff, but this goes back to the fairness doctrine when that was repealed. It used to be, if we had, like when we had Marty on to talk about the firefighters, legally we would have had to have somebody else on for the same amount
of
time.
Yeah.
And once you took that away, it created the opportunity to just basically be as slanted as you want in any direction. And I think that traditional media has reacted to that by trying to do the same thing. And that's bad. So, there's a lot of people to blame for this. And I don't want to make it sound like it's just, you know, the president doing this, because the media has put itself in this position as well. But it's a scary, scary thing. And people should be more concerned about
it. But can we, do you think that guy was doing anything wrong?
No, I don't.
Do you think he should have gotten kicked out of the press conference?
No.
Or had his credential revoked?
No.
I don't either.
When
you're the president, and Trump knows he's going to face tough questions, like, why have a press conference and take questions if you're going to be pissed off when people ask you tough questions? You know it's coming. That's why he's got that Sarah Sanders, to keep him away from the journalists.
Yeah.
That's what he needs to do. Just have her out there. Hey, you shut up. Why don't you get your ass out of here? Trump's awesome.
He's just taken it to a different level. This has kind of been happening for a while now.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason for his success, is you've demonized news organizations, and news organizations screw up just enough to give people reason to say, hey, you're right. Yeah, but in this case, it's just a way to get rid of somebody, and obviously it worked. I think I think we're supposed to go to break. And no reads here, right, John?
Okay. All right, John, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
We'll have a gym of the day when we come back. So don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Made it with a half a second to spare.
You have plenty of time.
Kids Meals is an organization dedicating to feeding our city's preschoolers. When big brother or sister goes off to school, they get a school lunch. But the little ones are left hungry at home. It's ESPN Day on November 15th at Kids Meals, and we're making lunches for over 2,700 Houston kids. It's just 3 hours of your time, 9 a.m. to noon, and you'll put a smile on a toddler's face and a healthy lunch in their belly. You can get involved. Just email Michelle, lunch at ESPN975.com. Not what they were telling us before. Can't make it to our day? Schedule a day of your own at kidsmealsinc.org. I'm telling you, that's a great thing to do, because after you do it, let's say you, let's just say you're going to have a first date that night.
Okay.
And when she asks, oh, what did you do today? I went and made kids meals for kids.
That's actually a pretty good.
That is, isn't it?
Move. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, hey, guys, it's just a cool thing to do to help people out. So please do that. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Vegas TV sportscaster was arrested Tuesday morning.
Oh, no. Is RJ still on with us?
It's not RJ.
Oh, whew.
It's someone called
Brad.
It's someone called Randall William Howe.
Oh.
Would you like to know what he did to get arrested in Las Vegas?
Of course. That's tough to do, by the way.
It is. Well, not if you do this.
I've tried.
Oh, I honestly, there have been trips where both of us should have been in jail.
I've thrown my arms up and said, take me, police. I'm yours. And they're just like, no, get this guy out of here.
That one big burly guy was interested. But, excuse me.
That wasn't a real cop. That was a guy in YMCA costume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, village people costume.
Ah. Well, he is accused of exposing himself and self-pleasuring at a North Las Vegas bar. A video surveillance system caught the alleged incident. He was in jail on one count each of indecent exposure.
This is a sports radio guy?
A sports TV sportscaster.
Oh,
so this is like a Nate Griffin type.
I want to ask RJ if he knows this guy.
He probably does. He knows everybody in Vegas.
Probably.
Indecent exposure, and maybe my favorite new crime, open gross lewdness.
Yeah.
I've never actually heard open gross lewdness. This is the perfect description
of it. Yeah, that's gross. And just looking at his mugshot, it's like...
He looks like he's doing it in his mugshot.
Yeah.
Look at his face. He's like, I'm going. Howe, who covers sports for KSNV News 3, was bailed out of jail on Tuesday.
Is he fired?
Doesn't say yet, but an employee at the tavern, which was unidentified, called police about 9:15 a.m.
What?
9:15 in the morning.
If you're jerking off in public at 9 a.m., you are literally the worst kind of human.
Oh, God,
yeah.
I mean, you have to at least wait.
That should be a felony.
You have to wait until noon. I mean, my goodness.
Have some decency, sir.
But... apparently, they reported that a patron sitting at a slot machine at the bar had allegedly been masturbating. Okay, so anybody who's been to one of these bars that have you've got the video pokers and the slots and those stuff, and you play them, and then they bring you drinks.
Yeah.
Right? So obviously this is what was going on, but while he had the drink in one hand.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Would it be acceptable if he was at one of those blackjack machines with the like the dealer on the video screen?
Oh, the really hot video
super
dealer.
Big jugs like falling out of her top, and she's like, oh, blackjack, sorry. And then she makes like sexy sad face like,
Well, if it like were that, me, I take a picture of her on my phone and go
and
up to
go
my
back
room.
To your room. That's probably the appropriate
that would
method.
That would be what I would do. But
by the way, but if you do that, like, do you really need a picture of the video blackjack girl? Because your phone's got access to
interwebs. If the
vast
video blackjack girl is
pool.
Really hot, though. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen some.
You could just type in blackjack dealer porno into YouPorn and you could find something.
You think?
Probably. Okay. You could find anything there.
Well, he insisted he was not masturbating, saying he had a severe rash and was scratching himself. That is the go-to for anybody who's ever caught doing that in public.
Ugh. I guess that was pus, I suppose.
Stop. He said he probably shouldn't have been scratching himself at the ball.
If you scratch yourself, like...
If you're scratching yourself...
You can't take it out to do that.
No. That gets back to open gross lewdness.
Yes.
He had been sipping on an energy drink and was not drinking alcohol, the report said.
Now it's gone from really bad to just awful. If you're telling me this guy was sober and did this? That's like, well, that warrants a mental health evaluation, right? Like, that guy's a psychopath.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I can understand, but, yeah, if you're really trashed and you're at a bar in Vegas, all right, at least that's an excuse, sort of.
Right.
But being sober and just doing an energy drink? Now, I'm guessing he might not have been drinking alcohol then, but I bet... At 9:15 in the morning. 832
Lordy.
Says, this is a guy that gives the other public masturbators a bad name.
Yeah.
So, he definitely did that. And that is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so we're going to have to – I got to think RJ knows the guy.
I hope so.
Yeah, because that will make for – well, I mean, the segment's always fun, but that will make it even more fun. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
All right, let me tell you guys about Carbach. And I tell you about the restaurant all the time because it's fantastic. Great place to just hang out, have some beers, have some great food. But they've got some recurring events going on out there. Every Monday, bingo in the beer garden. Monday from 6 to 8, multiple rounds, prizes, no fee to play. The first Monday of every month, you can do the Carbach Brews Cruise. If you like beer and bikes, join the Carbach Brews Cruise, followed by a Carbach happy hour at the brewery. And then every Thursday, they have the running club, the fun running club, followed by great craft beer. Break a sweat with the Carbach running club and earn free beer. You can't beat that. And then next Wednesday, November 14th, from 9 to 11 at the brewery, Mike and the Moon Pies going to be playing some jams at the brewery. Get ready for some good brew and some good times. Again, stop by that restaurant. Check it out. If you haven't yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the information about all the events they've got going and for information on the beer. And then pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or this weekend while you're out and about behaving yourself in a bar. Ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Checking off the powder, peeled in, get the world's hours.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.